2025. A celebration of social security and big wins. Join the fun by simply updating your NAFSA details and stand a chance to win a fully serviced slot. For more information, visit www.napsa.co.zm or NAFSA Facebook page at Your NAFSA. Be smart. Secure your future.
Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
FRA assures farmers yet to be paid that funds are in banks for completion of the payment process. AFZ urges churches to avoid political statements at the pulpit. And 13 school children killed after bus collides with lorry in South Africa. Good evening, with the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. The Food Reserve Agency, FRA, has assured all farmers that supplied maize to the agency and yet to be paid that their funds are with participating paying banks in districts. FRA Executive Director Justin Junka says in order to expedite payments, the agency, in addition to over-the-counter bank payments, has started paying farmers using two payment methods, namely mobile money accounts and bank transfers. Mr. Junka said that farmers wishing to be paid via mobile money platforms are advised to visit FRA offices in their areas and fill in a form for the process to be completed. All the funds are with the banks and disbursements will continue, said Mr. Junka in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. He said that farmers should embrace the digital modes of payments, saying that such platforms would enable farmer payments be completed quickly. Mr. Junka said that the agency understands how important timely payments are to farmers and their operations, adding that it regrets the frustration the situation has caused.
The Food Reserve Agency has dispersed to all banks funds for farmers who supplied maize to its various depots countrywide during the 2025 crop marketing season, but are yet to be paid. Therefore, the agency wishes to assure farmers that their funds are with the participating banks in all their districts countrywide. All farmers' details with corresponding amounts due to be paid to each of these farmers have since been submitted to these paying banks.
Governance expert and human rights advocate Wesley Mianda has called on political leaders to actively engage more women in their political parties to promote inclusive leadership. Recently, Lusaka mayor urged women to take up leadership roles and contest in the 2026 general elections in order to amplify women's voices in governance. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mianda emphasized the importance of political parties deliberately adopting and supporting more women, noting that their participation is crucial in changing national identity and decision-making. Women have been marginalized for a long time and this needs to change, said Mr. Mianda. He further observed that one of the major setbacks contributing to the low participation of women in leadership is the lack of support among women themselves. Mr. Mianda also encouraged women to step forward whenever leadership opportunities arise, urging them to demonstrate their capabilities and readiness to lead.
Not very effective that any given political party should give preference to women candidates. But in the recent past, we've seen that women have been left out, and only men have actually taken the center stage to stand as members of parliament, area councillors, and mayors. So the call by the Lusaka mayor actually is there to encourage women to see how they can take in interest in standing or in aspiring for.
The Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia, EFZ, has urged all churches under its umbrella to refrain from making political statements from the pulpit. EFZ Executive Director Alan Kasungami says guidance from the church mother body is that the church must remain a unifying force rather than endorsing or denouncing political candidates during sermons. Reverend Kasungami emphasized that the church should not be compromised in any way, especially as the country approaches an election. Churches are further guided not to alter their services because politicians will be visiting them. They must stick to their normal programs and continue preaching the word of God, said Reverend Kasungami. He stressed the need for the church to remain objective and faithful to its core mandate of preaching the word of God, adding that the church's role is to promote peace, unity, and moral guidance in society. The Federation of Free Trade Unions of Zambia, FFTUZ, Secretary General Nelson Wale has commended government for signing and implementing the Occupational Health and Safety Act, stating that the law is long overdue and critical to protecting workers in high-risk industries such as mining and construction. This follows after President Hakainde Hichilema signed into the Occupational Health and Safety Act No. 16 of 2025, a move intended to improve safety and tackle occupational disease across all sectors of the Zambian economy. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mwale said many workers continue to operate in hazardous environments without adequate protective gear, exposing them to preventable injuries and long-term health risks. The absence of clear, enforceable safety standards has left employees vulnerable, particularly in sections where accidents are frequent and some employers, including foreign-owned firms, are culprits of failing to prioritize worker safety, said Mr. Mwale. Mr. Mwale further emphasized that such employers tend to focus more on profit-making, neglecting employee welfare, which results in poor compliance with basic occupational safety requirements. He further urged government to work closely with relevant institutions to ensure the effective monitoring and evaluation of the newly enacted law, as this will ensure that workers' rights are safeguarded. In African news, 13 school pupils have died in South Africa after the minibus they were traveling in collided with a lorry south of the city of Johannesburg. The crash happened on Monday morning at around 07 hours local time in Vanderbilt Park, the local education authority said. 11 students died at the scene, while two succumbed to their injuries later on. Two other pupils remain in critical condition. The minibus driver crashed into the lorry after attempting to overtake two vehicles, police spokesperson Mavela Masondo said. Coming up shortly, China's birth rate hits a record low as population continues to shrink. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Met Christian Voice News, your global link.